an obstacle, a mountain that seems impossible to deal with. And yet, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. It's as if the obstacles aren't even there. Leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon it, it's as if they don't even exist. And this is the glory of the gospel, because what is insurmountable, what is literally impossible for man, becomes possible. Think of it. Oh, how then is God going to reconcile man to himself? Well, God will become man. Well, that in itself becomes a mountain that seems impossible. How can it ever be that God will become man? And yet this is the very reality of the gospel. God becomes man. He just skips over the mountain and leaps over the hills in order to redeem fallen humanity. He's going to have to deal with death. How is that possible? How is it possible he will deal with death? And he simply says, John 10, I have power to lay down my life, I have power to take it again. No man taketh it from me, I lay it down of myself. This is him leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. This is Christ saying, whatever the problem, whatever the impossibility, I have the power. You're going to see it. You're going to see impossibilities become possible. In fact, you're going to see what is completely beyond comprehension come to pass. Sinners are made saints. And this vile body shall be made like unto his glorious body. It's amazing. The Lord comes into this world with vigor, enthusiasm, passion. He comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. He deals with every obstacle. It's easy. Sinners are dead. They're blind. They're deaf. They're lame. They are all of these things, but they're nothing to Christ. And through his ministry, he shows that. He gives sight to the blind. He gives hearing to the deaf. He gives strength to the lame. He deals with all of that. Cleanses the leper. These are obstacles. The priest couldn't even touch the leper. Christ comes as the great high priest. He touches them. And not only is he not made unclean, but he actually cleanses the leper. The impossible. He just skips over the barriers. The obstacles. They're nothing to him. Nothing. And you look at the problems in your life. You look at the things that you're facing. You look at the hardness of the hearts of the unbelievers that are around you, in your families, in your neighborhood, that you work with. You look at all of them. You look at all of their mountains. Aren't they? They're mountains. And he just leaps upon them. He skips over them. There's nothing. Speak the word only, and thy servant shall be healed. Just speak, Lord. Just